B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
What's brewing with Jen? It's brought to you by Dunkin'. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin's Rewards members. Pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Jennifer Scordo, what's brewing?
All right, because Halloween is Sunday, we have some spooky stories, starting with nearly 100 rattlesnakes were found underneath a California home. The owner of the home recently found 92 rattlesnakes living under her house. They had to call in a rattlesnake wrangler. This fella gets underneath the house, like crawls under the house and grabs them and puts them in a bucket.
Yeah.
He found 92 of them.
92.
Wouldn't you hear
that? The rattlesnake rattler. Wrangler. Yeah. Rattlesnake wrangler. Yeah, people do that.
Wouldn't you hear 100 rattlesnakes, though?
Yeah, apparently maybe. They're dangerous.
Well, they are dangerous, but they rattle.
My guess is that's why he called the guy. Because they're hearing something, called the guy.
But how do you get 100 of them under there?
That must have been some vacation.
A place to go.
Go away for 2 weeks.
The wrangler said because California was in that big drought before they just got all this rain, he said they're going to wherever they can find water. So I guess underneath the house had a little bit of water. So 100 rattlesnakes, though. I mean, that could kill you. One rattlesnake could kill you.
Well, so he's going to go get in there, grab him by hand? Or he has the hook?
A little hook.
But he just drops them in a bucket. Yeah, it's still dangerous.
He said he had to go get more buckets because he just kept finding more and more rattlesnakes.
Wow. Well, what's he do with the rattlesnakes?
They're going to take them out. They're all going to be rescued, and they're going to be released into rural Sonoma County. So, at least, I guess it's good.
Well, that's where they're from.
Yeah, that's what they're...
Well, what would you like to do with it, Mike? Eliminate them?
No.
Well, I'm asking Mike. It seems like he's in elimination mode.
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't shed a tear.
I mean, rattlesnakes are good.
Eliminate rattlesnakes. I mean, you know, what are we talking about here?
I mean, they eat critters and stuff out in the woods.
Yeah, people eat rattlesnakes, so maybe you can donate them to some, you know... Butcher,
that would be a lot because my always issue, I've never eaten snake, but I know some people do.
Yeah,
some people like it.
Is that there's probably, it feels like it wouldn't be enough food, but 92 of them.
That's what I mean.
That's a big meal.
That's what I mean.
If you eat a rattle, I mean, rattlesnake has poisonous venom.
Rattlesnake would kill you just as soon look at you. Like, what do we have to be sympathetic with? I don't know, it's still an
animal.
We got to save them?
Yeah. Well,
rattlesnakes?
I mean, if you can put them back to their, you know, natural habitat, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Because you can.
92 less rattlesnakes that could kill a human.
Yeah, but they're also good for the environment in some way,
I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, okay. They're good for the environment. They swallow rats?
Yeah, they do. It's part of the ecosystem. You need snakes.
All right.
You just have to have a balance. You have to watch it, though, because they said if you let the snakes, because they're not native to Florida... They would kill all the gators and everything if you just let the snakes go
free. Really?
Oh, yeah, the snakes are... But they're not supposed to be there, but they function very well there. Yeah, they say they'll wrap around and kill the gators. It would kill the ecosystem, so you got to take out certain ones in Florida.
Oh, how about
but
that?
But out there, this that's where they actually belong. They balance the ecosystem.
How about that? Do you know there's no snakes on Hawaii? The islands of Hawaii?
Really?
No snakes.
Let me ask you this. You put it back in their preserve. Like, how did these snakes get under the house in the first place? They're not going to wander?
Nah, well, it wasn't preserved. You put it back in the rural area.
Oh, in the rural area. They're not going to wander from the rural area and go under somebody else's house?
Well, yeah, they might.
Eventually.
That's what I'm saying.
But it'll take a while.
Right, and there's things to eat snakes, so they get a shot to also kill that population. It's not going to be 92 coming back. It might only be a dozen come back.
And this rattlesnake wrangler has a job because of it. It's all good.
Good for him.
It's all good.
Get the hatchet out.
Story number two. A married British couple claim that they are real-life vampires. Of course, their names are Vanian and Ethereal Dark. That's their names. They're from London. They do drink blood. He's 53. She's 27.
Anthony drinks blood.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. This couple actually drink blood. They sleep during the day. They eat garlic. They like churches. They don't have fangs, and they don't sleep in coffins. However, Vanian Dark saying that too much blood would make you vomit. It's not like when you see it in the films when blood is dripping down your chin. Your body will tell you when you've had enough. It's very personal. It's always done one-on-one. We drink blood about twice a week, but we do eat other food as well, especially red meat. And they're asking for acceptance just in society.
They're actually vampiring other people to get their blood?
No, I think they're drinking each other's blood.
Come on.
They're a couple.
are they buying it from the blood bank?
I don't know.
Putting it in the fridge like Kramer. In the freezer.
See, this is an interesting kind of thing. I mean, this was the concept of True Blood.
Right.
The show. Where,
but they were actual vampires on that show.
So these people are not actual vampires?
Well, they're claiming that they are real
life
vampires.
Maybe they are. Who knows? And you guys believe in that stuff.
Trying to get accepted.
I don't believe in vampires.
Oh, you don't believe in vampires?
I'm ghosts. No. Ghosts aren't vampires.
Oh, what's it, a stretch to go from ghost to vampire?
Yes.
You draw the line at vampire, but you'll believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. I don't believe in werewolves either.
Yeah,
vampires,
I don't believe in
werewolves,
werewolf.
All that. No.
No.
Shapeshifters, all that.
Hairy fella. I mean, werewolf.
All right.
All
next story.
Story number three. Another hard pass for me. It's called the Window of the World theme park. It's in China. They have a new attraction. It's called 4D Experience of Death. It's designed to give riders a sensation of being dead, cremated, and then reborn.
What?
Yep. So first, as the visitor, you go on a journey through a morgue. Next, you're placed in a casket and put on a conveyor belt for cremation, which is simulated by a blast of hot air over the rider to like simulate flames. The air reaches temperatures of 105 degrees. And there's lights flashing and all that stuff. It's supposed to simulate that you're in a cremation chamber. And then you go off and you go into this... this other white padded room where then you are reborn. So basically you go through death, you get into the coffin, you go through a simulated cremation chamber, and then you open up into a padded room and you're reborn.
I'll be honest with you, I don't hate it.
What?
Well, you would do this?
I don't hate the concept of it. Like if you want to...
You can get in the coffin?
I just couldn't get in the coffin. With a ritual.
I buy that. I couldn't do the coffin.
No.
Because what happens if you don't, like, you don't have any control? Are they locking it? If I push on the door, does it just open back up? Because if it doesn't.
Probably not, because the simulator goes up to 105 degrees.
Yeah, suck it up. That's the fear factor. You got to suck up. That's the thrill of it.
Not happening. And then you go into a padded white room.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's just an attraction at a theme park in China. Go ahead, Mike.
Gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
What's the yen you got on you?
I don't think we have any yen right now, but I'd probably get some.
Gotta get on that. Get a couple yen.
I wonder, what if they put a camera in the coffin? Like, if you had like a little GoPro
and watch. And you can take it with you.
Oh,
they should. And you can take the video with you.
And they say that people are coming out of it like completely in like shock and sweating and going through like a panic and no thank you.
I don't hate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.